Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Archie Chankute back on the show. Dr. Archie Chankute, the director of Learning Center, the author of Built on Trust, one of my favorite books. How many times, ladies and gentlemen, do you hear me mention Archie in that book when he is not around? And many times, right? But the good news is he's here now again, and he's a 14-plus year member of our Brain Trust. He's our good friend, Archie Chankute. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Those are very kind words. I appreciate it.
Every one of them. Good to have you back. Archie, you have been taking your Built on Trust ideas on the road.
Yes.
You've been applying them to corporate America, and Lord knows they need it. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way. I mean it because we're all going through a transition right now, a demographic transition from, and because of the way companies are staffing their companies with a lot of the old heads are gone, a lot of the new heads are coming on. I fear some of them without mentors.
Yes.
And you've got that. You've got the digital world, which is speeding everything up. And sometimes we get confused about speed. We think speed is good if you can do it, even if it does disrupt relationships.
Yes.
There's never been a time, in my opinion, there's never been a time when focusing on trust is more important than at this very moment. What do you think?
Well, I agree, and I agree that it's especially challenging because, you know, we all have tight agendas. We're in a hurry, as you say. The agendas within our organizations across function often conflict. That's a good thing, by the way. But, you know, for instance, sales and marketing, they're after, of course, the revenue and the volume, the lifeblood, product development. You know, they're often not in a hurry. They want to get it right. They want to get it as perfect as they can, so that the client is happy, et cetera, et cetera. So there's an innate conflict across our functions. That's a very important crucible, very, very important opportunity. And then, as you say, this is an age of innovation. I mean, it's so fast and it's so different, you know. So, and then, you know, we build up this history of mistrust. We all have a history of trust and a history of mistrust. You know, times we feel like we got burned or betrayed or, you know, more than disappointed. And then, you know, we make decisions that are to protect ourselves, generalized decisions. You know, never again, all this, all one category or another. We forget that we've made them, but they prejudice our actions and, you know, prevent us from looking clearly at the new opportunity. So all of this adds up to a major challenge for the most important ingredient, in my view. Once you've got a product or a service, the most important ingredient, trust-based teamwork, that connected team.
Trust-based teamwork.
Yes. The connected team within your organization and also the connected team between your organization and its clients. All things being equal, people will buy from somebody or an organization that they trust. And that's the most important thing. It's very difficult to do that with your clients if you do not have it internally.
You know, to some people in the 21st century, 2015, focusing on trust seems like an odd thing to them.
Yeah.
But as you know, you and I have been talking about this for a long time. I'm a true believer in what you preach and practice. I've dedicated an entire chapter of my new book to the concept of trust. with healthy quotes from Archie, by the way, healthy references. But to me, there's nothing unusual about trust today. In fact, I think trust is more important today, maybe than ever before.
I agree, and maybe a little bit more difficult.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be, mm-hmm. but it just
why is it more difficult?
I think because things go very fast.
Yeah,
we don't take time to communicate. You know, the mantra is, mm-hmm. "Oh, I didn't have time." You know, mm-hmm. so let's say you know, trust means you know you're going to close every interaction. You know, who's going to do what by when, and you're not going to say maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not going to say yes when you really mean maybe. You're going to work out the maybe.
Well, sometimes the process moves so quick, trust doesn't have a chance to even work. Hold on to that thought, Archie.
Well, I didn't have time. I didn't have time.
Yeah.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.